ever needed to take an ambulance trip, chances are you were slapped with a pretty high medical bill afterwards. The average charge of out-of-network ambulance rides can be between $500 to $750, and sometimes much more. And there's no solution in sight. Stat reporter Bob Herman has been covering this and he joins us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Bob, just how sky high can these ambulance trips get?
Yeah, for the outliers, it's not uncommon for patients to get bills several hundred dollars or even several thousand. For many patients, for some patients, it could be $2,000 or even more.
Yeah, that's a lot. Now, if I understand correctly, there was a law passed by Congress banning many surprise medical bills starting in 2022, which included emergency care, surgeries where patients never meet their doctors, and even air ambulance rides. Why were ground ambulances excluded from this?
I think Congress didn't want to get very deep into the complex nature of ground ambulances. Many ground ambulances are owned by municipalities, counties, fire departments. There's a lot of complex regulations with ground ambulances. So I think Congress just wanted to punt on the issue, knowing how complex the ownership structure and the regulatory structure was for ground ambulances.
And in an emergency, people don't have the opportunity to check if their provider or a certain procedure is covered by their insurance network. You mentioned in your reporting roughly 85% of all emergency ambulance rides are out of network. Why don't insurance companies cover these rides?
It goes to this balance that the two sides really don't like each other. Insurance companies say ambulance providers charge too high of prices, and ambulance providers say insurers don't agree to fair rates. And it's this tug and pull that just, it's emblematic of kind of healthcare negotiations in general. And for insurers, they're not willing to pay any price that an ambulance provider is dictating.
Yeah. Is there any solution in sight?
No, unfortunately, there's not. Congress has no appetite to take this up right now. There is a committee that's studying the issue, and they're supposed to come out with a report that might come out by the end of this year. But there's really no federal solution. We need a federal solution here because a lot of people are in plans provided by their employers that are governed by federal regulations. So this really takes an act of Congress.
And meantime, what happens to patients, financially speaking, when they get caught in this web of surprise ambulance costs?
Yeah, in the worst case scenario, they could be taken to collections. They could be taken to court. Their wages could be garnished. Really damaging ramifications for patients. And I think solutions for patients, you really need, if you get insurance through your job, you have to get your HR involved. The employers are really the ones that are going to be able to help with this. You can appeal to the insurance company and you can appeal to the ambulance provider. But oftentimes patients either don't hear back or there's just a long wait time, during all those appeals. So if those appeals don't work, immediately go to your HR and try and see if there's some kind of settlement or agreement that could be reached.
Bob Herman covers the business of healthcare with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks so much for having me.